You're listening to Venice, a Renanet Shy production. Chapter 5. Integration.
Mel?
Hey, it's Mel. You can leave a message, but I don't really check these.
Hey, Mel, it's Jess. I just wanted to apologize if I overstepped. I've just had a lot on my mind, and I'm worried about you. Anyway, I hope your week at the retreat was fun. Maybe we can get together and make amends. I found a pasta class. Maybe we can take it. Let me know. Where is this girl?
Nayef!
You need to wake up. We're at a party.
I'm exhausted.
You want to go to the sauna and decompress? It's more quiet.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Chloe said I had an ego death last night from the medicine.
Is that what she's calling it?
Mel! Nayef! We're gathering at the fire pit. We're going to do some releasing.
I'm going to skip out, if that's okay.
No, you have a lot of work to do.
I know, I'm just pretty fried.
Yes, you're tired, but you need to do everything you can to reach your goal. It's called conditioning. It's the best way to heal.
But...
Hey, I'll be with you. Nothing bad is gonna happen. I've got you.
Okay, I'm trusting you.
And he was all, I don't know why I tried with you.
Ass.
And then I was like, all right, two pumps.
You didn't say that.
I didn't.
Oh, you dodged a bullet.
I did. I really did. Ugh, it's so awkward at work.
But you still have a job.
I do. Yes, so that's good. But my sister and her spiritual job or whatever she's up to. I don't
what now?
She's not answering my texts. It's been a week.
So she's having a male tantrum.
This feels different.
You want to go to that hippie house and look for her?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to need another round for this.
Me too.
You're all part of a select group that Chloe and I determined have the potential in joining us at a higher vibration. And frankly, we like you. You're all so cool. But seriously, we're in a circle because we're going to transmute the energy amongst each other and raise our vibes. In order to do that, though, you have to release. Release the hate, the fear, the anger.
That secret you were afraid to tell your best friend. That childhood trauma you've buried deep inside you. Empty it all out into this circle. And as you purge, your brothers and sisters here will send white healing light to you and fill those spaces.
Make sense?
Yeah, I get it.
I can't wait to put this.
Let's do this.
All right, let's begin. Mel?
You want me to go first?
Yes, you're our number one. Set the stage.
Okay.
They just leave a door open like that?
They're hippies. Everyone's welcome. Oh, they're in the backyard.
I release my anxiety about being in a new city.
What else?
I release my fear of disappointing you and Chloe. This is the first job I've actually liked. Everyone is so kind.
People haven't always been kind to you, have they?
No.
What have they done?
Bullying kids, you know? They said I was stupid. Basic.
What about your family? Your mom?
Well, she spoils me. But at the same time, she criticizes my life and my body.
Who does she want you to be?
sister.
What are they doing? Some witch ceremony?
I don't know. Oh, shit, that was loud.
Hello?
Shit.
Who is that?
Oh, it's my sister. I'll tell her to leave.
Bring her in.
But...
Go get her.
Jessica, they want you to join.
Are they gonna throw us in that fire?
That would be on brand.
Stop it. Come on.
Fine. I'll open my mind. Glad to see you're alive, by the way.
Join the circle, Jessica and...
Donna.
Don't give them my real name.
Stand in the middle with Mel, Jessica.
Okay.
Before you interrupted us, your sister was in the process of lightning. Mel, you may continue, but this time, address everything to Jessica.
No, I'd rather not.
It's not a coincidence that she's here. The universe makes no mistakes. You're on the verge of achieving clair consciousness, and you want to turn back?
I'm almost there?
Absolutely.
Jessica, I'm tired of you talking down to me.
I don't mean
to. You're always judgmental, and you doubt me. You think I lie.
I've never called you a liar. What are you saying?
Las Vegas?
From 4 years ago?
I was slumped on the bathroom floor. A noodle. They had to carry me out.
Because you drank too much and embarrassed me in front of my coworkers.
I was drugged.
We had to send you to rehab.
I am your sister, and you never believed in me. You've never trusted me. That's why I drank more. I was exhausted. I'm tired of you! I am tired of your attitude and thinking you're better than me with your job and money and degrees!
What else?
I'm not playing catch up with you anymore! I'm done! I'm tired of feeling like I suck, like nothing I ever do is good enough because you did it first or you don't approve. You know, I moved here to LA hoping I could forgive you and we could be friends. But all I've gotten was the same old criticism and judgment and shame. I hate you for that.
You hate me?
I do.
Venice is produced by Renanette Shy Productions. This episode was written and directed by Marissa Bramwell. Joel Edinburgh is the composer, music supervisor, and audio engineer. If you'd like to support the show, we're accepting donations via PayPal or Venmo. Check the show notes to follow or hire our incredible cast and crew. Thanks again for listening, and until next time.